Welcome to Reformation Platform Media. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please, listen with your heart as the servant of God brings us the Word of Life.
Came to seek for fruit. He kept looking for every area.
O bere si wo kaakiri ayika o nwa eso.
Maybe that fruit is hidden somewhere.
Boya eso yen boya nse lo fara pamo si ibi kan ni origi.
The most secret place of the tree, there was no fruit.
Ani ibi koko origi na ti o je ibi koko ju ko si eso kankan nibe.
And we see the Lord complaining to Jesus.
Awari Olorun to wa nse awuyewuye pelu Jesu.
May the complaint of God over our life may it end today in Jesus' name.
Mgbadura pe gbo awuyewuye Olorun lori aye wa yo dopin loni loruko Jesu.
May it end today in Jesus' name.
Yo dopin loni loruko Jesu.
Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree.
Sawo lati odun meta li emi tin wa eso lori di opoto yi.
I found none.
Emi ko se ri nkan.
What was the verdict of the Lord in that scripture?
Kini ohun ti Olorun wa
cut it down. Cut it down.
Ese yi oni gelule.
Cut it down.
Gelule.
It is just occupying space now.
Ise lo kan gbile si.
It's not bringing forth any profit to me.
Ko mu anfani abi eso koko wa fun mi.
It is not of any good to me.
Ko igi yi ko wa ni ohun rere kan ti o wa nbi fun mi.
So the Lord says cut it down.
Olorun so wi pe kelule.
Why encumbered it the ground?
Ese ti o fin gbile lasan.
Now but look at the answer of Jesus.
Sugbon eje ka wa wo idahun ti Jesus.
And I want you to know that Jesus could bring this kind of answer to God because he had taken part of flesh and blood that you and I are.
Mo fe je ki a mo wi pe o rorun fun Jesu lati fi idahun yi fun Olorun nitori bi pe ohun papa ti kopa ninu eje ati ara ti emi ati eyin je.
And he answering said unto him,
O sit down, we pray,
Lord,
Oluwa,
let it alone this year also.
Jowo re, li odun yi pelu,
till I shall dig about it.
Titi emi o fi tu ile idi re yika,
and dung it.
Titi emi o si bu ile du si.
As the word of God began to come out yesterday,
gege bi oro Olorun ti njade wa lana,
we now saw, he said, and now the time is short.
A ri wipe bibeli so wipe nisisin akoko na kuru.
Look at the bargain that Jesus was making with God.
Eje ki a wo idunadura ti Jesu n se pelu Olorun.
Did he say he should leave it for a few years?
Se o so wipe ko fi le fun odun die.
He said let it alone this year also.
O ni ki o fi sile ni odun yi lekan si.
I want to speak to you today by the mercies of God.
Mo fe ba wa soro loni nipa anu Olorun.
That this year that you are sitting inside,
wi pe ninu odun yi e ti an joko ninu re yi,
it is a critical year.
O je odun ti o le.
If you don't allow God to determine your fate this year,
ti a o ba gba Olorun laye lati so bi aye wa bi irin ajo wa yo ti ri lodun yi.
If you don't allow the work that God is doing in your life to solidify in your life this year,
ti a o ba fi aye sile fun ise ti Olorun se ninu aye wa lati fi idi kale,
then God might give you over to a reprobate mind.
O wa se se fun Olorun ki o fi wa sile fun awon okan ti o se,
that you may do those things which are not convenient.
Lati ma se awon ohun na ti o ye ki a se.
You know when you get to that kind of point, like Hebrews chapter 6 began to speak to us.
Amo wi pe nigba ti eniyan ba deru ipo ti an so yi gege bi iwe beru ori kefa tin so fun wa.
That's when the Bible said it is impossible to restore a man like that that has fallen away. He has tasted of the gift of life, he has tasted of the word of God and all of that.
Igba yen ni Bible n so wi pe o ma le fun enikeni lati da iru eniyan be pada bo sipo nitori wi pe kini o ti towo ninu awon ebun ti orun, o ti towo ninu awon ohun rere ti Olorun.
if he shall fall away, it is impossible to restore him again.
Ti o ba wa di wi pe o ye kuro lona o subu kuro lona o ma le lati da iru eni be pada bo sipo.
When you are partaking of the ministry of the word of God,
nigba ti iru eni be ti kopa ninu ise iranse ti oro Olorun,
the word of God has been coming to you, convicting you of the errors of your life.
Oro Olorun tin jade wa si iru eniyan be o si tin ba wi nipa awon ona re ti o ye,
bringing direct, definite, specific corrections to you.
Ti o si ti oro Olorun si tin mu awon ibawi eyi ti o lo dede to tin mu wa ba iru aye eni be,
and you refuse to admit or to accept or to acknowledge this correction.
Si iru eni be wa ko lati gba awon ibawi ati awon atunse yi,
and you refuse to walk in the way that the Lord has shown you to.
Tiru eni be si ko lati rin ni awon ona ti Olorun fi han ti o si nla kale fun.
You know, in the book of Jeremiah, I think chapter 6 or so,
mo mo ninu iwe Jeremiah bi mo ro ori kefa,
the Bible says there that you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it.
Bibeli so wi pe o gbo nkan ni eyin de ton so wi pe
no
nore.
I'm sorry, what it says is, stand here at the crossroads.
Ton so wi o so wi pe duro si bi ona,
and look for the old ways.
Wa wo bere fun ona ti atijo,
so that you can walk in that way.
Ko ba le rin ninu ona yi.
The Bible ended that verse with, they said, we shall not walk in it.
Ni ese bibeli yen oro Olorun fi ipari ese na o so wi pe awon eniyan na dawun wi pe a o ni rin ninu ona atijo yi.
So if you are that type of person that God has been patient, he's been coming to look for results in your life, and he kept finding no result, then you are only preparing yourself to be given over to a reprobate mind, where it will be impossible for you to think about repentance again.
Ti wo ba wa je iru eni be ti Olorun tin wa lati wo eso ti aye re mu jade ti ko si ri to si ti wa fi iru eni be to si gbe iru eni be kale fun okan ti o ye ninu eyi to je pe nigba ti eni iru eni be ba ti subu kuro o ma wa nira fun eni be lati di eni ti a n da pada bo sipo sinu Olorun.
But let us see what Jesus said he was going to do.
Eje ka wa wo ohun ti Jesus so wi pe ohun yo se.
As we pray this morning,
bi a o ti ma gbadura lowuro yi,
please note this thing that Jesus said he was going to do.
Mo fe ki a fi okan ba ohun ti Jesus so yi ka fi ba lo.
The dresser of the vineyard,
eni ti o je olusogba gangan,
who is Jesus Christ my Lord,
eni ti o je Jesu Kristi Oluwa wa,
he told the owner of the vineyard,
o so fun Olorun ti o ni ogba,
who is God Almighty,
eni ti o je Olorun Olodumare,
he said, Lord,
o ni Oluwa,
let it alone this year also,
jowo re le odun yi pelu,
titi, that's what I want you to note,
ohun ti mo fe ka fala si niyan,
titi. Because the only hope for this tree to have fruit when the Lord comes back again is if the dresser of the vineyard will now do something important for it.
Ohun ti o fi aye sile fun igi yi lati le mu eso jade, ohun ni a nri nibi yi, ohun si ni ohun ti olusogba na ti yo se si igi yi.
What did he want to do?
Kini olusogba fe se si igi yi?
Till I shall dig about it,
oni ti ti emi yo fi tu
ile bi re yida and dung it,
ti emi o si bu ile du si.
Now to dig, now you see, digging about a particular plant separates that plant from all other plants.
Ki eniyan ko tu ile idi igi kan yika, o ya igi yen soto kuro laarin gbogbo awon igi to ku.
As the word of God will be coming to you in all the different ways,
bi oro Olorun yo ti ma wa si wa ni orisirisi ona.
Let me tell you one thing that Jesus is trying to do.
E je ki n so ohun kan fun wa ti Jesu n gbiyanju lati se.
He is digging about your life.
O n tu ile eyi to yi aye wa ka, o n tu,
as to separate you from the things that will not allow you to bear fruit for him.
Eyi lati mu lati ya wa kuro ninu awon ohun ti o kin ti o ni je ki aye wa mu eso jade fun Olorun.
He is digging about your life.
O n tu ile ide aye wa yika,
because you actually cannot bear fruit for the Lord.
Nitori wipe nitooto a o sile le mu eso keso jade fun Olorun.
If you are not sanctified,
ti aye wa o ba di ohun ti a n so di mimo,
that's what we were talking about yesterday.
Ohun ti a n so lana ohun niyen.
Psalms chapter 4 and verse 3,
iwe Psalm ori kerin ese keta,
the Lord said, I have set the righteous man to myself. I have set the righteous man apart to myself.
Olorun so wipe mo ti ya ololodo eniyan soto fun ara mi.
I have set the righteous man apart to myself.
Mo ti ya ololodo eniyan soto fun ara mi.
Allow Jesus to dig around your life.
Gba Jesu laye ko tu ile ide aye re yika.
When he digs about your life,
nigba ti o ba tu ile ide aye re to tuka,
it is his way of separating you to himself.
O je ona lati ya o soto fun ara re.
It, because if he does not separate you to himself,
nitori pe ti ko ba ya aye re soto fun ara re,
he cannot dunk it.
Ko le se un ko un ko le bu ile du si aye re.
He cannot dunk it.
Ko le bu ile du si aye re.
What does it mean to dunk?
Ki lo tumo si igbe ki eyan bu ile du.
When you now add fertilizer, you know, to help support the growth of this plant.
Eleyi ni wipe nigba ti eyan ba fi awon ohun to dara ti eyan fi si ile ti igi ti agbin igi kan si lati mu igi na ko se dara dara.
We have been talking about God speaking a word to us that will preserve us in this journey of life.
Ati so nipa ki Olorun ki o so oro kan sinu aye wa, oro na ti yo pa wa mo ninu irin ajo aye wa yi.
But honestly speaking, God will not speak that word to you.
Sugbon ni toto Olorun o ni so oro yi jade si o.
If you don't allow him to dig about your life.
Ti o ba fi aye gba Olorun lati tu ile ide aye re yika.
And in digging about your life, it will be inconvenient.
Nigbati Olorun ti yo nigbati Oluwa yo ba ma se eleyi ti o ma tu ide aye yika ko ni je un to rorun fun o.
It will mean that your root is not permitted to go out of that you know, that area he has been digging around.
O ma tumo si wipe awon gbongbo re aye oni gba won lati koja ibi ti Olorun di.
That means your root can only grow within the area that he has marked out by digging around your life.
Eyi to tumo si wipe awon gbongbo re aye to gba won ko ni koja ibi ti Oluwa n sise lori aye re mo.
The things that God will do over your life and my life.
Ohun ti Olorun yo se ninu aye re ati temi.
Many of them will be inconvenient.
Opolopo re lo ma je ohun ti o rorun.
Many of them will be very difficult.
Ajo ohun ti o le lati se.
But it is for a purpose.
Sugbon o je fun idi kan.
It is because if he does not separate you to himself,
ise lo je pe ti ko ti a o ti ohun o ba ya aye wa soto fun ara re,
he will not be able to feed you.
Ko ni le bo wa.
Because the Bible says, cast not your pearl unto pigs.
Tori bi beli so pe ma se fi ohun to rewa re ma je fi fun awon elede.
So the Lord will only feed those ones that they are no longer pigs, they are now sheep.
Olorun a kan le sise lori awon ti won o kin se elede ti won je eran.
For God to restore the nation of Israel.
Fun Olorun lati da orilede Israel pada bo sipo.
The first thing that had to happen to them.
Ohun akoko ti o nilo lati se fun won.
Was for them to now move out of Egypt.
Ohun ni fun won lati kuro ni ile Egypt.
In moving out of Egypt,
ni ki kuro ni ile Egypt,
then they will not be able to see God. They will not be able to worship God.
Won wa ni ore ofe lati le ri Olorun ati lati le Joseph Olorun.
I don't know if you remember that when they were telling Pharaoh that about leaving Egypt, the thing they were saying to Pharaoh was, we want to go and worship the Lord our God.
Melonu aloran ti wipe nigbati won lo ton to para o lo ri pe je ki a kuro ni bi ohun ti won so ni wipe ka wa bale lo Joseph fun Olorun wa.
So can you see what I'm talking about?
So she a le ri ohun ti mo so bayi.
When you don't have the food that God can give you.
Nigba ti o ba ni ounje ti Olorun le fun o,
which is the fact that the Lord can speak to you, you know, face to face, he can speak his word to your heart and you are speaking back to him and you are obedient to that word.
Lele ito je pe Olorun le so oro re sinu aye wa awa na si le dahun ni igborun si.
You will not be able to have the life to be able to worship God.
A o ni ni iru igbe aye e si o ma Joseph fun Olorun.
And God will not speak this word.
Olorun o si ni so oro yi.
If you don't allow him to dig about your life.
Si a o ba gba laye lati tu ile ide aye wa yika.
Let's pray together this morning.
E je ka gbadura papo loro yi.
The Bible said in verse 9.
Bibele so ni ese kesan.
He said, and if it bear fruit,
bi o ba si so eso,
well,
gege,
and if not,
bi ko ba si so eso,
then after that,
nje leyin eyi,
thou shall cut it down.
Ki iwo ki o ke ilule.
We are praying.
An gbadura.
It looks to me,
open won si mi,
as the Bible has been saying,
gege bi Bibele tin so,
indeed we are in a critical time.
Lotito awon akoko ti a wa yi o je akoko ti o le.
The Lord Jesus is not asking God to give him many more years for you to be correct.
Jesu o so fun Olorun wi pe ko fun aye wa ni opolopo odun lati da wa pada.
The Lord Jesus only said, only this year, give us this year alone.
Ohun ti Jesu so fun Olorun ni pe jowo re fun odun yi lekan si.
He said this year also, this year also.
O ni pe
let it alone this year also.
Jowo re ni odun yi pelu,
and then I can dig about it.
Kimbale to idire yika,
and then I can now dung it.
Kimbale feel le dusi.
Would you like to sing this song to the Lord?
Se wa fe korin si Olorun.
As you make yourself conducive for the Lord to dig around your life.
Bi o ti ma jowo fi ohun gbogbo sile fun Olorun ko ba le tu ide aye re yika.
If you don't allow God to dig around your life,
toriti o ba gba Olorun laye lati se eleyi,
the word you have been begging God to speak to your heart,
oro ti o ti n be Olorun ko so sinu aye re,
that will be personal to you,
ti o wa je titi re,
and that will be that word that will keep you from sleeping again and snoring and in this world that is passing away.
Oro na ti yo mu o taji ti o ni je ki o sun abi ko to gbe mo ninu aye to n lo yi,
it will not come to you.
Oro na ni le to wa o.
I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I want you to know that it is Jesus you are going to surrender to this morning. The one who has been begging God in heaven. He is our high priest. He's been begging God in heaven for more time. And he said, let it alone for this year also. So that I can dig about it.
Kimbale
to idire yika. So that I can sanctify it.
Kimbale so di mimo.
And then when it is sanctified,
nigba ti o ba wa ti so ta so di mimo,
I can now be feeding it.
Ma wa bere si ma bo.
And then it is sure that it will grow.
O wa di dodo wi pe yo dagba yo si mu.
I want you to speak to God from your heart this morning.
Mo be ki o ba Olorun soro lati okan re lowuro yi.
And say, Lord Jesus,
ipe Jesu Oluwa,
thank you for taking permission from God.
Mo dupe nitori pe o gba aye ni odo Olorun.
Asking him to wait again for one more year.
Fun ipe ki Olorun ki o duro ni odun kan lekan si.
One more period of time.
Ni akoko igba kan si.
So that you can sanctify me.
Ipe ki o ba le so aye mi di mimo.
I thank you for that.
Mo dupe fun eleyi.
Once you have thanked him,
nigba to ba ti dupe lowo re,
then I want you to now ask him.
Mo fe ko bere.
And tell him that, Lord, please dig about my life.
So fun Oluwa pe Oluwa tu ile ide aye mi ka.
Sanctify me.
So mi di mimo.
Set me apart to yourself.
Ya mi soto fun ara re.
So that you can now dung, that is, you can feed me.
Ko ba le bu ile du ko le bo mi pelu re.
And so that as I am being fed by you,
and ni pe bi a tin bo mi pelu re,
it can be sure,
awa je didan,
that I will not miss it.
Wi pe won ni padanu re.
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message prayerfully. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about transformation. For further inquiries or counsel, or for more information on our discipleship labors, please contact us on
0833-8380-81338-5386
0871-4099-1321 or visit our blogspot at www.reformationplatform.com.
When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life